Hola, my fellow Hopo sapiens. That is not Hopo, that is Homo. And that was the greatest joke I've ever made. No, it really wasn't. But actually, today we were going to be talking about how their Fugitive Slave Act and like slaves and how they were treated is also being tied in socially, all the way back to the Civil War and how slaves were treated and their rights. And so let's just keep going on. Let me give you a little bit of a background. The Fugitive Slave Act is, we're all citizens, we're required to catch runaway runaway slaves, even if they were born free, because people just needed a general description of, like, say, an African-American man between the ages of 24 and 30, 5'10", and lived in this vicinity of this state, and that's all they needed to catch the people, and they would take them and put them in slavery, even if they were never in slavery or were born free. And that's really bad, because I don't think that's fair to anybody. And the slaves couldn't really do anything about it, because they were seen that they had no rights, because they were just not seen as equal to the white males. So, the white alpha males is what I should call them. So, let's just keep going on. That is also being tied in today socially with LGBTQ+ community, because they were seen with, basically, their rights don't exist, because people who have different religions or people who just don't believe eye to eye with other people and the way that they like think. So yeah, also let me give you some stuff about LGBTQ+ community nowadays. Bermuda was the first jurisdiction in the world to repeal the same-sex marriage, which I was thought was really weird and also interesting, because they passed a bill but then they repealed it. And that was really weird. There's also Kennedy from the Supreme Court, who was showing how he supported same-sex marriage and how he could, and how that could repeal the bill after him leaving, because he was one of the votes that made it pass. And in the election of 2020, there might be a bill passed saying that that big companies, say like Chick-fil-A, who can't fire or not hire people because of their gender identity or their sexuality. So yeah, there's also countries like Russia, Indonesia, Egypt, and Ukraine who see sexuality or gender identity as propaganda, not as rights. So that's weird. Also, in some places like Egypt, and I think it was Egypt, yeah, and some other places, you can be executed or put to death, or put in the death penalty because you're gay. So that is something to talk about, that's not also the greatest thing. Let me stop talking, and let's wrap this up so I can go to bed, and also you don't have to keep sitting here listening to my annoying voice for the next 10 minutes ranting about this. Okay, homophobia is a real problem and is being seen back all the way to the Civil War and the way that slaves were treated and how they were seen with no rights and how their rights didn't exist, or they weren't allowed to be given this stuff because of the way that they are, the way that they look, or the way that they do things, or the way that they were born into this world. So yeah, I hope this made you think, and we'll see you next time. This is the only thing I'm recording.